Okay, well,
hello,
welcome
to
maybe we don't even know. This could be episode, what the heck episode are we
689 at? 689 Brain Candy Podcast.
Or it could be lost and we don't even know because we got new equipment, ladies and gentlemen. We are fancy.
We're fancy, but we feel like loose ends because this is upending everything we thought we knew about podcasting.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you had to, I don't know, like use the manual thing to roll up and down the windows. And then they're like, oh, you just press a button and it's automatic. I'd be like, how do they go down? I don't know. Like,
that is so true.
Yeah. And then the child lock is on and then I'm like, it's broken. It's broken. I don't know what to do. Which is exactly what happens with this kind of stuff. I'm like, I don't know. Something's wrong. Just give me the old tried and true.
I do hope this it's recording, but like I was just recently organizing my office and I was going through all our old notes from like the early days.
Ooh, yes.
And there was one that said lost episode, like use in case of an emergency. Like if, you know, like if we
break,
had a
break in case of an emergency.
Yeah. It was just sort of like, we mustn't have used it for some reason. And then I kept it just in case.
Yeah. What is on there?
I know. But the notes were like, the top one said, Johnny's lies.
Oh, well, that could be anything.
That doesn't narrow it down.
No.
So we'll never know unless we have an emergency. So we'll see what happens.
You know, this may be, you know, since you brought it up, I think this was something I was going to save for 15 minutes of blame. I'll probably talk about it more in there. But Johnny is on a new show where Anna Delvey, as in like the
con artist. Yeah, wasn't she pretending to be like a countess or something?
I mean, it was.
She had a whole story. Yeah.
Susie and I always joke/cry about how bad behavior gets rewarded out there in the world, and when you're just like trying to do the right thing, it's you're just scraping by. And ain't this another prime example?
Kicking the teeth, right?
What the heck is a gal got to do to like?
I know.
Get some attention for doing the right thing.
I used to think that it was just in reality world where like when we're filming or whatever, if you want to go to bed at a decent hour, you're seen as a loser. And I would always say it's like opposite world. But the more I live on this planet, the more I think, no, it's everywhere that you are rewarded for being a POS.
Yes. Why? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why? And I don't like it, and
no!
I don't know what to do about it.
Well,
therapist.
Anything I say is annoying. It's
yeah.
Anything I say is annoying. You know, it's all the stuff. It's like focus on things in front of you. Blah, you know.
I mean, it is an unjust world. That
it
is the bottom line. Although we always tend to land on the fact that I would not trade my life for any of the people on that show.
Right. You know, and I, this is something that my mom said to me a long time ago. She said, imagine you're on a train and there's a conductor who is, I don't know, or conductors do this, whatever. For the story, it's the conductor who's taking all your bags and inside and putting them all in like one caboose. And inside your bag are all of your problems. And then you get to your train station, you get to your, you know, arrival place, whatever. What's wrong with me? My brain is like not. You get to your stop. I don't know.
Yeah.
You arrive at your destination. That's the word I was looking for. And all the bags get dumped out and the conductor's like, okay, you could take whichever one you want.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? You see your bag there. You could take yours or you could take anybody else's.
Okay.
Would you take somebody else's bag full of somebody else's problems?
I'd have to take a look at them, to be honest.
You can't. You just have to just grab them. You don't get to look. They are in the bag.
You don't get to
see. It's like, we think that, you know, we can't stand the problems that we have. And, oh, gosh, I wish things were different. But when it really came down to it, we would much rather have the problems that we are familiar with than somebody else's that are unknown. So
I'd much rather have my problems than almost like 90 some percent of the world's.
Yeah, for sure.
Life on this earth, man, people have it rough.
Yeah.
I had a nightmare last night, and I know it's because of all the footage of the Turkey earthquake.
Oh, it's so sad and it's so scary.
It's affected me because it's just horrific. And I mean, when you see stuff like that, it's like, okay, maybe I didn't get picked for a TV show.
Right.
But at
least I'm not buried in rubble. Yeah.
My God, it's bad.
So. I don't know what I did to make this must be a post-COVID, like I must have done something back in the like middle of the pandemic to edit my, I don't know, the people I follow, because the majority of stories that I saw in my feed, like the news, of course, I know what's going on. I know all of the tragedies, but it seems like my feed is a bunch of really heartwarming, like positive stories coming out of like little hopeful things of like baby born, puppy found. I'm like, whatever I did in the algorithm, I am happy with it. It allows me to do my job. I am not blind to what's going on, but I get to choose what we look at. And
that is so true.
Girls can only handle so much.
And I understand that. I understand the urge. I've made fun of you for it before because you love like the good news movement and all this stuff. And I've said to you how I do sometimes worry that it distorts things and makes us not see the ways that the world is rigged.
Oh, yeah.
You know, specifically by the rich and the government and stuff like that. But I see your point that as long as you're informed,
yes,
that you want to be around inspirational things that make you feel hopeful.
Yes. It's almost like the Mr. Rogers look for the helpers thing where I'm reading the articles, but the things that I'm unconsciously consuming in my Instagram feed, at least, thank God, are more positive. Shout out to Good News Network. Woo!
Yeah, I can see.
Keeping the feed positive.
That's helpful.
So, okay, what do we have to talk about this week?
Well, before we started recording, I asked you about, because I haven't talked to you since then, what your Valentine surprise was recently.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, I got to tell you on the air. So I am here to ask you again.
Thank you. I totally would have forgotten about this already. Yeah. And then Eli would have been like, what the hell?
Yeah. So, how dare you?
He told me we're both kind of like anti the commercialism of Valentine's Day. The like, don't make roses like $60 in 1 week. Like, fuck off with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think he was going to plan anything, but he told me that he had a surprise, and to be ready. And I always ask him like, what kind of footwear should I wear?
What are the
people around me going to be wearing? And he was like, oh, you know, it'll be nicer, like, but you can wear like comfortable shoes. Like, okay. So it's not too dressy or it's not too like formal. I don't have to be standing. He didn't say like, I can wear whatever I want. This is very good. But I knew we had to get, I could not for the frickin' life of me come up with what we were doing. I was like, are we going to the opera? No, he would have told me to get dressed up for that. Are we going to, had no idea. And then we arrive at the, like an airplane hangar. And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah,
he happens to like things that fly. So I was like, did he just take me on a date to go look at airplane, like something he likes? I mean, this is terrible.
See things go vroom.
Right. And what it was, if we walk in and the whole place is, the lights are all out and the whole place is full of candles. This is not a proposal. Don't worry. and the whole place full of candles.
Worried?
And it's, no, I mean, like, don't get excited is what I should say.
Yeah.
The whole place is full of candles and it is a classical music concert, like a quartet. Is that what you call four people?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Doing like classical music, but there was a theme. It like took candlelight and it's like all in the round. So you like watch them up on a platform. It's so beautiful. But the theme was sci-fi and fantasy scores. So the,
cool.
Yeah, the music to like, well, of course,
Star Wars.
That's what they started with. Then I even loved, they did Beauty and the Beast, which is so beautiful. And then they did an award-winning sci-fi score, Susie.
Alien.
Interstellar.
Why didn't I think of that? You're lying.
I am not, because it is like a famous score, like a award win. Like, this is a really great soundtrack and score to the movie.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. So the funny part was that all week long, he'd been trying to sell me on watching The Martian or Interstellar. He's like, "You want to watch The Martian? You want to watch Interstellar?"
Oh, no.
And I was like, "No, we have other things to watch. We have other things. We're supposed to be watching this.
Now you know how I feel. Get off my back. he just wanted to prime you and get you ready.
And it was so fun. Nice. It was
great.
That's
a great idea.
Yeah. I took a little edible and just like, had the best time listening
that
to
is fantastic
fantasy and sci-fi, but a little disappointed. No Harry Potter, but maybe I shouldn't be disappointed because I hear there's a whole bunch of shit going on with that lady right now.
That's true. JK, nothing but trouble.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's not trouble. And that is Modern Fertility.
No trouble at all. In fact, the opposite of trouble. They'll let you know if there is any trouble or no trouble or any information you need to become informed.
I bet if you took your Modern Fertility test right after your little date, your ovaries would have been like panging extra eggs
just
or
like
something.
Extra. You'd be like, ooh, yeah, you're fertile.
I am
so excited that I went on Modern Fertility's website, modernfertility.com/braincandy, and found a whole bunch of other tests that I didn't even know that they had that were available for your sexual health and other kinds of health.
I know. I was living in the dark as well.
Yes.
I was checking it out myself. And that's why I put it on our Brain Candy Instagram, because I was like, holy heck, there's a lot to this. And I mean, basically, if you just want to know about your eggs, your fertility, like I showed how in my results, it'll tell you like when you're projected to hit menopause, things like that, that I just want to know.
Yes.
And this is so easy. You just take the little prick of the finger, send it off. You get your results in a few days, and it's so much cheaper than if you were to do it at a doctor's office. Mm-hmm. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/braincandy. That means your test will cost $159, which is a fraction of what it would cost at a fertility clinic. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/braincandy. modernfertility.com/braincandy. Do you remember the other tests?
Yeah, they have an ovulation test. They have a pregnancy test. They have a... the thing that I was really interested in is they have a semen and sperm, obviously same thing, sperm analysis kit so that you can get your man swimmers tested.
Yeah. See what is going on with those guys.
Yes. Yes.
That's so awesome.
Happy Valentine's Day, Eli. You're getting a sperm testing kit.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I interrupted you, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was our like fun little romantic
that's really great
night out. I highly recommend. The company was called Candlelight, and yeah, they were great. The one thing that they were a group. Two of them were married. They were like, I want to say from like Russia or Romania, something like that, with one of those kind of accents, and husband and wife. And then there was a guy who kind of looked like a nerdy band geek, white guy who loves sci-fi.
Oh, and then, sure he does.
Uh-huh. And then a Brazilian woman who played the cello, who was so good and so beautiful. And nerdy sci-fi guy got a little too friendly with the microphone. Like he
How
was
so?
Making, like making joke, like,
oh no,
I think
I'm glad
part
it's
of
kind
it,
of friendly.
Right. Oh no. It wasn't like making out or anything like that. But I mean,
right,
he was too comfortable and familiar with the microphone. Like, I want, this is not stand up or improv. Like, no, like he was making jokes.
Oh God.
And
like
because,
open mic night.
Yes. And because he was making jokes, I think the other performers felt like they needed to also make jokes in their introducing of each of the scores. And
oh my God. You know what they need is one of those old timey hooks like they used to get people off stage with.
It was, I was like, stop. So, and then I went back and forth, like, please. And I was under the influence of marijuana and I did not think it was funny. I was like,
Sarah, that is rock bottom.
Rock bottom. I was like, oof. And I kept on whispering to Eli, like leaning over and being like, oh, I would like rewrite the end of the joke or like be like, oh, should have said da da da. I'm like, oh, this is bad. So, you know, for how good they were at the classical music.
Yeah, stick to your day job.
I was equally terrible at stand-up comedy.
My God.
That.
I mean,
it was so beautiful and it was, yes, it was so nice and it was so lovely. I'm saying it like all four of them are listening to this right now.
Right.
I'm like worried. I'm like, what if the Candlelight people are listening? But
achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, so I had we did that, and then this week I had to update you on a what felt to me like a major life event. Dun da da da! I went to the doctor for the first time in like years. I cannot tell you, Susie. Also, what I realized when I was at the doctor's office, I have not gone to the doctor to get a physical or a checkup that has not been through Buna Murray and doing it for the show. I told the woman who was my doctor, like, because it took me a million freaking years to get an appointment. Then they kept canceling me.
It's awful.
I switched health insurance companies, got new health insurance, got an appointment the next day. I was like, this is amazing. Loved it. But let me tell you, after not being at the doctor for a while, the wording of the questions have changed with my age. Susie, it kept going and going and going. I was like, stop it. There was
like, get out of here.
One of my personal favorites was, are you still getting your period?
Oh, God. This is seriously, you listeners, we've been doing this so long that we went from being like fertile at our prime into like freaking Golden Girls. We're going to go out on the lanai and have cheesecake pretty soon, which I welcome. But are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Was it talking about like osteoporosis?
Oh, yeah. It was like it was like bone density questions. Like, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Like just the way she looked at me with all sincerity and was like, and then even like the assumption that I'm in a monogamous relationship, I thought was a little, I was like,
Oh my God.
Yeah. No, what happened to the how many partners in the last year question?
You're offended.
Yeah, I'm like,
you're
offended.
Like, I am still like, a slut.
You don't even understand. Okay.
Sarah, like, this
it's
is
still
tragic.
One, but I want you to ask. Okay.
Yeah, don't assume.
Don't assume. It was so wow. funny. The whole time, I just kept laughing because I'm like, this is such good material. Every yeah, time I leave the house, it's great. I'm like,
it's very
this is
relatable.
Mm-hmm. So your girl did it all. I sat in that chair. I was like, give me everything that insurance world covers. She's like, I was like, whatever. What do you got? You got blood, cholesterol? Fucking let's run it. Drug test? Let's do it. Well, I had to get the drug test. Because of the insurance company requires that I get a drug test for my ADHD medication. I was like, negative, negative.
Now you're
negative.
Cool again. Oh.
Yeah. No, I wish.
You're still dorky.
No, totally. And then I kept on like reading all my results to Eli. I was like, what's it feel like to have a girlfriend
clean
negative
and sober
methamphetamine?
Stop it.
It was so funny to me. I was just like very excited to like take control of my like physical
health.
Can I just
interject? Maybe you don't care about this, but
I always care.
I had a doctor in LA that I felt like was antagonistic towards me.
Yeah, I remember. And,
okay.
The female?
Yes.
Yes, I totally remember
this. Thank you for remembering that.
Yeah, she was a jerk. And she, yeah, I remember.
She made me feel terrible.
I totally.
And I learned recently, I mean, I guess this is obvious, but I learned that you can request all of your medical records, which include like little notes that they make about you for each other. So that if you get a different doctor or nurse or whatever, then they can compare and like sometimes it'll say like hard to handle, whatever. And so I just got mine and you should see me. I put my specs on and I am like a detective and I'm like doing like control F to find words like to see if they sense.
Oh my God.
It is so awesome.
I should do that for the psychiatrist. Remember when I got in a fight with him during the Black Lives Matter protest because he told me what, and I quote, I don't understand what the problem is. The dentist next door is black. Oh, are you kidding me? I couldn't, I lost my shit on this guy. And
I remember that. That was tough.
He didn't want to be my doctor anymore.
I swear you should get it because I mean, I don't know what you could do about it, but I just wanted to know.
I did need to request those because my new doctor wanted to see all of the, like, it'll just be easy with insurance to just give them all of your history of, you know, medication, the diagnosis and all that stuff.
It wasn't difficult. It's just on the website.
Yeah.
And then they sent me a file and it was encrypted and it was like awesome.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Because I want to know. I want to know what these bozos are saying.
Extra mouth. They would probably say like makes too many jokes.
Oh,
that is what happens when I get nervous at the doctor's appointment. Yeah, this
super
makes sense
casual.
For us.
It's so annoying.
And I'm just like,
this makes sense for us.
Yeah.
This tracks.
This totally tracks. Yeah. I get
Do you think that they would realize because we're in such good health that we probably use Noom?
Yeah, they would probably be like, look at these ladies definitely have good habits and they
yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Noom is all about, man. Just developing good habits. Whatever.
I was proud that I was able to pee right on command when I had to take that drug test. And I have Noom to thank for teaching me how to drink water and creating that good habit because Susie, as somebody who recently visited Colorado, do you not see that it is impossible to stay hydrated here?
Yeah.
So I needed all the help I can get to just create a habit that, and as you say, rising tide floats all ships. So
yeah. Yeah. It's just those little changes can change your life.
Yeah.
I learned that years ago when I just like had enough and I wanted to change my life. And it's seriously, it's the smallest of things. As I always say, just start flossing. You'll see. Yeah. But Noom is a great way to do that because they send you cognitive behavioral tips on reaching whatever your goal is. And for me, that's very helpful. It just keeps you on track because as Peg Meister says, life is so daily and you're never freaking done. As soon as you think you got a handle on something, well, something will come up. So use Noom, and that way you can change your habits, eating habits, working out, drinking freaking water,
yep,
going to bed, whatevs. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's weight psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/braincandy. That's Noom.com/braincandy to sign up for your trial today. And check out Noom's first ever book, The Noom Mindset, a deep dive into the psychology of behavior change, available to buy now wherever books are sold. You know how I love that.
Oh, we both do. Once you understand that trick, it's like, oh, just copy and paste and apply it to everything.
World's best life hack.
It really is.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. So what else did you find out? Like your ship shape?
Things that stand out. Well, really just one. You know what? I will share this. This might be an overshare, but I don't care. You guys have been with us for this many episodes.
Yeah.
Your parts change as you get older, you know?
Yes.
The down there parts. They just
big time.
And so I was noticing just a change in some texture in some areas.
Okay. Yeah.
And I got a little, I was like, okay, maybe this is like, I don't know. Do I need to be, is this something? So I asked the doctor and she was like, oh no. That's nothing. That's actually your labia has glands in it, and the glands just. Susie,
why don't people talk about that?
Susie, I was this outraged in the doc, and I almost like cried with like relief and also with this feeling
exactly
of like.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, I don't know what that it's like sadness and then a disappointment and, but also relief.
All the emotions.
All of the emotions where I'm like, why have I been so let down?
But it's relief in the end.
Yeah, it is relief. Yeah. But then it's like those feelings about like, wow, how come I didn't know this? And how come. Here's what I think we're doing wrong.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me we got all this fucking 3D modeling and everything, and you like can make a realistic version of a fucking dinosaur and put that, but you can't show me what an actual vagina looks like without like, I told Eli, I'm like, I need another color and texture besides light pink. Like that's not accurate. Nobody is these colors.
Mm-hmm.
No one. And there, that doesn't show. Show me what that looks like. I wish. I told the doctor. I was like, I am damn near. And I said damn near 40 years old. I should have said I am damn near 37 years old. And I can't believe that I am still. And I pride myself on being somebody who is knowledgeable about this.
Right.
I'm like in sort of associated with like the medical and mental health.
We know
field.
About the
like,
Nubis.
Come on. Right. Or lack thereof. I can't, I was just, it's just another way that the sexual education in this country has failed us.
Yeah. Because even if you were to Google it,
it
doesn't help. Yeah.
No.
You do not get the answer you're looking for. And it's kind of embarrassing to even bring it up at the doctor, which is insane patriarchy.
Right. And it was the first time I've had a female doctor who's done a pap smear in a minute. Like, so I just didn't feel comfortable asking the male doctors at that time.
I'm glad you found out.
But I did. And she was so great. The doctor was so nice. And I'm pretty sure he's younger than me, which is like a new thing for me too.
Ew,
where I'm like
that one bit.
Oh,
how
my
dare
gosh.
She?
Did you ever see Father of the Bride too? Where he, they're like to Steve Martin and, you know, Diane Keaton, right? They have a baby older and the doctor's going to deliver the baby. His name, Megan. He goes, Megan, what kind of doctor's name is Megan?
For real. That's like how I always say there's going to be a President Braden and I am not ready.
And the funny thing is I actually think my doctor's name was Megan.
If you're a Dr. Megan, we salute you. We
totally.
Just aren't comfortable with how young you are.
Yeah. And it's fine now. And so, So yesterday I went to the doctor. I got health insurance stuff taken care of. I got an appointment with a tax person to do all my taxes. I made
this
a dentist appointment.
Sarah is grown up, everybody. I don't know what happened, but she grew up on us.
I then had, because then I was getting blood drawn and everything. And then I got all nervous. And so then the phlebotomist, I think that's what you call them, is that what you call somebody who works with blood, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
I'm scared right now. That word, it's like, that sounds wrong, but it's probably right.
Yeah, like somebody should say Gesundheit afterwards or something. Yeah, I think so.
Like the devil's involved. Satan is involved with that.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. The blood.
Right. Yeah, like Vampire Diaries or something.
This is like such a tangent I'm going on right now.
This is classic brain candy right here.
I went to, this is hilarious. I went to dinner with both my brothers for my brother's birthday. We all three of us went out for a little sibling din-din. And my brother was asking about our cult episode conspiracy theory episode that we did that he talked about. And he then told me, he was like, so I kind of believe that Ellen is drinking the blood of children and like skinning their face. Like, I was like, are you kidding me?
He is like a Pizzagate guy.
Uh-huh. I was like, Jordan,
I'm not surprised.
Let's play this game. Mm-hmm. Let's say she is. Let's say, yep, you're right. Every night Ellen loves to just drain children of their blood. And then just like, I was like, Jordan, I host three podcasts. That's not, she had a daily, like every day, 5 days a week show. I host three podcasts. I don't have time for draining any children of any blood.
I love how it's, your defense is just like, she's booked solid.
She's booked solid. And I was like, let's really run through like logistics of that. So like, she's working all that. She's got to do all the stuff for the show. She got to get there at this time. She got to like get in makeup, do all that. And what she's doing on her lunch break. And then what in this day and age. And also, and I was like, And that woman loves moving. So she's like moves to different houses all the time. So what? Yeah. Like, you don't think anybody's found any like blood or bodies? Where's she burying all these bodies? You know, and you think in this day and age, nobody's going to like take a little pic and like that stuff isn't going to get leaked? Please.
Yeah. Right.
Please. And he's like, oh, okay, you're probably right. I was like, well, it's, I do love how easy it is to convince you of, you know.
Yeah.
Truth.
When we did that on this, what's it called? What's our show called?
Things We Got Wrong.
Yeah. Things We Got Wrong. We explored that episode of Brain Candy. And like when I re-listened, I was like, man, he is off the rails. And we pretended like he wasn't.
Yeah, I know.
We were very tolerant.
We were very tolerant. I'm less tolerant now, but it also because this is great. So in that documentary, the Flat Earthers documentary, I think it's called like Beyond the Curve or something like that.
Yeah.
And in it, they talk about how people who are, you know, the Flat Earthers who have these different beliefs, if we can't disregard them because they're asking questions, they're pushing back. Like, that's what we need to be like catering to and encouraging. And so I'm very happy that my brother's in school and like learning the basics and like the laws of this universe, because I think that helps him to stay grounded in what is realistic. And it's helped him to kind of use more of like the scientific method. Okay. I can see that in the same way that I see
just like slipped through the cracks.
I think he was joking a little bit. I think that was like a little bit of Jordan humor, because real quick he was like, "Yeah, you're probably right," you know, and like he's just been silly. But you know, it's just I can see in the same ways that the way I approached the articles that we would even talk about on the podcast changed when I went to grad school and went to research methods and like really learned how to read an article. I can see. So it's like education is so important, and just learning how to have an open mind and be that lifetime learner, you know, is hopefully going to keep people from thinking that there are lizard people.
Oh, God.
Golly.
It's not looking good. It's not looking good.
It's but not.
All you can it's do not. Is just continue to seek Yeah. information and knowledge yeah. for yourself yeah. and all that.
Yeah.
Because like you say, we can't change other people.
Can't change other people.
But we can listen to Dipsy stories to soothe our wounded hearts and souls.
Yeah. Or just like get
have
excited.
Fun with our textured labias. What else?
Yeah, I will. That's great.
Dipsy stories. My God, they're doing the Lord's work, are they not?
They sure are. You know what? This is actually, this might be a good thing to go and revisit for helping me fall asleep. I keep waking up really early.
Yeah, I feel bad about that.
Yeah, and so maybe this is good. I didn't even think about this. Now that we're saying this out loud, I'm gonna dive into the old Dipsy. And yeah, listen to some of these.
They do. Yeah. They have sexy stories, and that is good times. They also have soothing sleep stories. They have wellness sessions. And then, you know, they just have a variety. So whatever it is that you want. And people are so into that now with all the ASMR.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, just meditation. People are becoming more accustomed to using these tools to get rest or to get their motor running or whatever. You just take a little quiz and tell them what you're looking for, and then they will suggest amazing soundscapes or sexy stories for you. For our listeners, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/braincandy. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/braincandy. dipsystories.com/braincandy.
Okay, so enough about me and you know, all the things going wrong in my health. Oh, one other thing. Do you know anything about LDL? It does say that I have high LDL. Just a little bit.
I thought that was cholesterol, is it?
Yeah, it is. But it's the good one, not the bad one. But it's a little bit high. But they can say that could be from having too much alcohol. And I literally did this doctor's appointment the day after the Super Bowl where I was drinking.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that would have an impact.
That's got it, right? And the day that my period started. So we're like hormone central. I'm just saying that to try. That was my only thing. You were asking me how everything was good. That was the only thing that came back high. Everything else, normal. Oh, and I tested positive for marijuana. That was a surprise to no one. It also said in my note, in the notes, please disregard a positive marijuana book.
Okay. You know.
Yeah, which was great because I told her, like, she was like, how much do you smoke? I told her, and she was like, and I said more when I since I haven't been medicated for
4 months.
And she was like, yeah, that tracks. That makes sense.
Of course. That's
all of you guys.
Okay, so good.
She was
I'm
like,
glad you had such good results.
And yeah. And then I went to go check my phone.
Your mind.
Oh, such a huge load. You know, when you're always thinking like, oh, I should do that. Like all of that stuff, just women's health stuff, everything. And then I went to go look up my like medical history, my phone, and my phone died. And she's like, we better get you on that ADHD medication as soon as possible.
Stop it.
She was like,
hilarious.
I see the symptoms clear as day.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I am always fascinated by the ADHD brain, and I have to be really understanding because it just does not make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And so I just have to believe that you guys are telling the truth.
I know because it does feel like, are you kidding? Like, right.
No, I'm just saying because I'm surrounded by you guys. It's not one person. It's just like the whole condition. I'm like,
it must feel like you're the one going crazy because everybody around you.
Guest lit by you people.
Totally. Oh, that's what
you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more, but you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, but I have other stories for you today.
Tell me.
I have where do I want to start? I'm mad about this one. And then I woke up today to a couple articles that talked about how the internet's divided on this. I feel like there should only be one side.
Oh, wow.
So there was a commercial that came out during the Super Bowl for the movie The Flash.
the, okay. I think it's a Marvel movie or whatever. And if it's not Marvel, don't like.
I know. Please. That guy in the quartet would have the answer for you.
Yeah. I don't care. So one of the, or the guy who's cast as the Flash is this actor named Ezra Miller. Do you know who he is?
God, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Susie, something's this wrong guy, with that guy, I was telling Eli that one of the things that has come as a result of the experiences I've had growing up, the traumas the people I've encountered, I have a sixth sense for fucking creeps.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, I feel like you would have to like be totally blind to not get that same vibe, or if you even just have a pulse, you would be able to feel the energy from this guy. He has so many allegations against him, charges against him that are so concerning. And he's in a fucking huge box office movie on a Super Bowl commercial. I hate every, like, I'm actually feel like I want to cry right now. Like, I hear can that. Feel.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
It's like, kind of like what we were talking about. It's like,
yes,
oh
it
my
is.
God. It is like that.
Yep.
It makes me like shake, like it makes me have a reaction.
Yeah. What,
like,
I think it's disgusting.
He has a history of really inappropriate behavior, violent attacks against girls as young as 12 years old.
Yes.
This man should be in jail, not in Super Bowl commercials.
I don't know how he's not in jail.
Susie. This,
for real.
Somebody check his fucking internet search history. I guarantee this is like Mark Sailing all over. Like this is, I get those same vibes.
I think it's even worse because we've all seen the violence and the story play out where he like, he was allegedly abducted someone. There was like holding people against their will, underage stuff. And the fact that this movie is still being put out and they're sort of pretending like, well, innocent until proven. Right. What are you talking about?
And then
about?
I think about the lengths that they went to, MTV went to edit like D from the challenge out of all of those scenes and everything. And they, like
what they will do to protect a mediocre white man who will bring them a lot of money. There is no limit.
I had bad feelings about him. We watched a movie in grad school called, I think it's called There's Something.
We Need to Talk About Kevin.
We Need to Talk About Kevin. We need to fucking talk about Ezra Miller.
I mean, he was basically not acting in that film.
No, I don't think he was. I honestly, like watching it, everybody in my class said that. We were all like this. And I think there's a reason why my professor picked that as the movie to show
because it was so accurate.
Yes, what it was showing us what do they call it now? Oh, something defiant disorder.
Well, we can just call it what everyone knows it as.
ODD. Yeah,
psychopathy.
Totally. Yes.
Right. Let's just say it.
Yeah, operational defiant disorder, whatever it's called.
And I call it basically not being a person. Like you're not fully human. Because to me, that's the difference between humans and other animals, theoretically.
When you have been arrested twice and accused of brainwashing, that's a serious, like, you don't just accidentally brainwash somebody, you know? It's like, so, maybe, this is so, it's just so bad.
When you say the internet's divided, what is the opposing argument?
Some people are saying that
this
he should not be.
This movie looks good, so who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just feel like those same people were the ones who were like, edit Amber Heard out of the. Mm-hmm.
You got it.
I know. So. Mm-hmm.
It's real messy out there.
Really. And it makes me sick. Like I just have like a weird feeling in my stomach about this guy that really creeps me out. And I just would like everybody to know that
everybody has that same feeling. It's just a matter of whether you care more about that than a dumb ass comic movie.
It was on the Super Bowl. It just like, it does something. It really, for people who have been survivors of any kind of like assault, and it really, there's not a lot that make you feel like justice is ever served.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't R. Kelly fucking like getting out too? Something like that. I feel like I heard this.
Not. Oh no, like somebody, he's in there. They dropped charges that were going to be brought because he's already behind bars for a gazillion years, and they want to use that money that they would have put towards prosecuting him towards getting other people. So I feel real good about that.
Good. Wonderful.
That's okay.
We like this.
I know what you mean though. When I first saw that, I was like, are you kidding me?
Right. And didn't you tell me that, Bill Cosby is going on a fucking comedy tour? I mean, what does this tell? Like, it just, that really contributes to those feelings of being powerless. And
it's a great,
and it really sends a message, right, to people who are, you know, victim/survivors.
It's so disturbing. I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't realize that about the commercial. I had heard that movie was moving forward, but it seems like they would be able to scrap it and get the insurance money. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I'm kind of baffled by it.
Yeah.
But maybe they couldn't. Maybe unless he's convicted, they can't get the insurance money for all the revenue that they, or the money they put into it.
Gosh, I wonder what the rules are with that.
Because that's all that matters to these bozos.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's totally it. Mm-hmm. It's really disgusting and sad. Ugh. Yeah. But when I saw, I was like, I got to talk on the podcast about this. It felt almost when I was writing this down in my notes, like this wasn't our typical subject matter. And then the more I think about it, I'm like, what? This is exactly what we need to talk about. This is like, it's like Army Hammer stuff all over again. And that guy who's like, everything he's saying, I'm like,
if you aren't watching me
on video, I am doing the international symbol for jerking off.
I do both of those guys, Ezra and Army. The thing that scares me isn't the crimes. It's the lack of remorse. It's that they have no conscience. Yeah.
Absolutely none.
Scary to me.
And Ezra really looks like.
There's nobody in there.
No.
I really don't think so.
And like people that he stayed with, he was living in Hawaii or went to Hawaii or something like that on vacation. And he was staying with a couple and they, I mean, for somebody to go to the lengths to file a restraining order against you, like you, it, that takes work. People don't just casually file restraining orders, you know? Mm-hmm. And they said that he kicked down the door and like screaming, like, I'll kill you. And you're, oh, I can't even say it. I don't even want to say the words. Blankety blank wife. Like, oh.
Some people will listen and say, well, he has mental illness. And so like we should have more grace or something, but it's go get help. I would love for that to happen. And I hope someone helps him and they stop making movies with him in it.
Yeah.
That's what I hope for him. I agree.
God,
you know?
Yeah. At a certain point, when does it kind of become the responsibility of the production company and things like that?
I think a long time ago.
And yeah, I do too.
Here we are.
That's interesting to think about. I wonder what the contracts and the laws and rules on that say. To be like an entertainment lawyer, that would be interesting.
Soul crushing.
Also soul crushing.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay. What other stories do I have? Oh God, this is also going to sound soul crushing. If we had the rights to it, I would play the Beatles song. Something tells me it's all happening at the zoo. Oh, that's not the Beatles. That's Simon and Garfunkel. Simon and Garfunkel. Cause holy shit. There are crazy things going on at zoos right now. What's happening?
Tell me what's going on.
Okay. So animals are escaping like everywhere.
Escaping?
Yeah, well, they're not really escaping. Like, people are, like, letting them out and stuff. So, I'll start. Okay. Yeah. So, there's been a string of animal
releases.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they've
By activists?
Activists, sometimes. There was one man in Dallas who was really adamant about, like, releasing all the animals. And I think there's some mental illness there. And, you know, he would like break in.
As if that would solve their problems, just releasing them into like fucking right. The Bronx.
Well, this is the part that is kind of crazy or not interesting, I guess. Or like backwards in his thinking, his intentions. I can imagine save the animals, help the animals.
Yeah. But he's being a real dum-dum about it.
Also getting arrested for animal endangerment.
Exactly.
That is what he ended up like. That's
we see this
sad.
All the time on Hoarders. They get a fucking 200 cats because they think nobody can take better care of them than they can. And then next thing you know, they're surrounded in poo.
You are so right. The man who was accused, he was 24 years old. It was in Dallas. And he said that he loves animals and he would say that if he were released from jail, that he would do it again.
Okay. I'm going to say a little, something that's a little controversial, but try to stay with me because it's like hashtag not all whatever, you know, people who say they prefer animals to humans.
Yeah.
I understand what they're saying. Like humans can be so cruel and hurtful and like animals just seem like they have this capacity of care that whatever. But a lot of times it's to me a red flag that
because
a lot of times it's like you can't get along with other people, like any other people.
Other people hold boundaries.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Animals need you to just
survive. Animals don't judge you for your shitty personality.
Yeah.
Now, again, not all people that say this are like that.
Right.
But I told Lincoln that this was my theory. And then he, you know how he's obsessed with World War II.
Oh, yeah.
And he was watching YouTube videos about Hitler. And he found out that Hitler had this dog and he loved this dog more than any person. And he was like, Mama, you're right.
Oh my God. Even I love that. Your kid has got on.
Because, you know, like, sometimes you it's like, why don't you like people? Have you been hurt? I understand that. Or is it that you're so shitty that nobody likes you?
Yeah. I feel like there was something that we read in the psychopath test that talked about narcissists
they talked about
and
how
the
they prefer them because they see them as possessions and objects that they own.
Yeah. And they don't want him to die because they don't want him to go any. Oh, right. And they'll tend to get the same dog over and over, like the same looking one.
Isn't that interesting?
Uh-huh.
Because we all know someone like this.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, man. You know.
Just something to think about.
People are simple and complex at the same time.
I know. If you're like listening and saying, Suze, I love animals more than people and I'm a nice person. I'm not talking about you.
No, we're not talking about you. No, you are fine. Don't worry. And if you're even worried, like,
good point.
You are not the people we are talking about. Because as we've learned in previous episodes, they don't think like that.
Yeah, they think they're fine.
They think they're like, I have no idea what everybody's talking
okay,
about.
Okay, wait. So that was a guy that thought he was helping the animals, but he really wasn't.
Yes. He's got his well, wires he crossed. Loved animals. He right. wanted to take them. He was said he was keeping them in a vacant home. Oh. But
like tigers and stuff? What kind of animals?
There were multiple monkeys. I think there was a bird.
I can't blame him.
Well, there were several of these bizarre events, and he was only charged in two of them. And he took a pair of monkeys, these really adorable monkeys with really long, like, emperor tamarins. They have like these long mustaches, and they're so
they're
cute.
So silly,
I mean,
guys.
If you're going to take anybody, that looks like the one to take. Yeah, he looked like he would be a good friend. Yeah. So apparently he was like visiting the zoo before and asking the people at the zoo a bunch of questions about like caring for the monkeys and what would it be like to move them. And, yeah, so there was also, I think at the same zoo, a leopard that had escaped. It seems like they're just like a whole bunch of stuff happening at zoos recently.
I don't like that.
Yeah. And then when I was this morning, I was like, oh, what else can I add? I wonder if there's anything else that came out. There was a giraffe that just passed away because they got their neck stuck in the fence and it happened like yesterday or something.
Oh, I did not love that.
I don't love that at all. It's really terrible.
Oh, that's a terrible way to die.
Oh, God. I didn't even think about that. That's so sad.
Poor giraffe. What was he trying to get to?
I don't know. Probably escape out of the zoo.
Oh, no.
When I
do you think they ever do that? Like,
yes.
Busting out of this.
I do. When I lived in San Francisco, I lived across the street from the San Francisco Zoo, like actually across the street from it. I looked out my window and I saw the entrance to the zoo. I was on, I think the street name was Wawona, which I thought was a funny name.
That is
fun
funny.
To say. And there was while I was living there, the tiger jumped out of its enclosure.
Get out.
Because it was being taunted by some teenagers.
Oh, fuck those guys.
And it was like, fuck you.
Yeah, for real.
Stop messing with me. Jumped the enclosure.
I remember that story.
Yeah.
Those idiots.
And I lived like across the street while this happened. I was like,
honest to God, we had the same situation. We lived right across from the zoo in Pittsburgh for a while. And I would always like hope like late at night I'd hear like the lion roar. Did you ever hear them back
yes.
there? That's so
and
cool.
And the monkeys.
Oh, my God.
It was really cool.
Annoying, but it's cute.
No, it wasn't. I love that shit.
Yeah,
please. My mom
so
lives
cool.
in Costa Rica. That's like...
Yeah. Right.
There was one fucking monkey. I think I talked about him on this podcast that was so loud when I was living with my mom and living with her, taking care of her in Costa Rica.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Oh, my God. It
you
would
know
be like during my
said?
Sessions. What?
He would probably be like, you know what? I really prefer humans to other monkeys.
Yeah. Would be like humans are just bad. He was so loud, so
he's a
annoying,
dick.
Such a dick. I'm googling right now. Tiger jumps enclosure.
Didn't he reach one of the teens?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, felt
yes.
had regrets,
two tiger attacks occurred at the San Francisco Zoo in 2006 and 2007, both involving a female Siberian tiger named Tatiana.
I love her. Tatiana is a badass.
She's like, yeah. That's so funny because I think there's a song that says like bust down Tatiana, which they sounds like we're just cheering on the tiger.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, because they got what was coming to them.
Yeah. Tiger mauled three teens to the San Francisco Zoo appears to have been provoked, reporter says. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was. Stop being an idiot.
Man, this was sad. We didn't have a podcast then, so I couldn't talk about this. Female Siberian tiger killed in a hail of police gunfire after fatally mauling a man at the San Francisco Zoo on Christmas Day. Wow, this was a huge story. lot of details.
That was really sad.
Mauled the person Christmas Day. Wow.
That's the worst day to be gunned down.
I just feel like when there's tragedy, not for the people who die, not for the people, but for the family of the victims, it just feels like very difficult to celebrate Christmas when that's also the same day that your brother was mauled by a tiger and killed. You know, kind of puts a little damper on the holiday.
Yes, that's
so
for sure.
I always feel like anytime there's a holiday, something happens on a holiday, I'm always like, oh no,
yeah,
the families.
It's a double whammy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? Because like, and then you have that feelings about the feelings where you maybe are happy on Christmas and then you feel bad about it because it's the day that your brother was mauled by a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm writing fan fiction.
She's
for the
spiraling.
Families that are probably like totally
but it's
fine.
Probably
like
fact. It's probably not fiction.
Yeah. Yes. So those were some of my zoo stories.
Thank you.
Also,
do you feel like we should wind it down? It seems like you're gearing up for more.
I am, because I don't have any way to keep track of time anymore because we changed our thing. So
I
just
got
keep
that
going.
Said. So
no,
you're like, what's next?
Forever.
What's next?
I was
what's
like,
next?
Okay, let's do this. Well, I got more zoo stories for next time because the next one, that'll blow your mind too. We'll have to just put a pin in it. And
I thought you were going to be shocked by that. I'm sorry.
I am. It's okay. Time flies when you're having fun.
I had a lot of fun.
New animals and escaping.
For me, the only downer was that Ezra Miller work. Cause there's no resolution or justice for that. I don't know.
No, but I think it's important to vocalize our outrage and talk about how we're not okay with this, because I hope it gains some traction and gets like the, I don't know, somehow people just.
Yeah, no. We also talked about Sarah's getting old.
Oh my God. Are you still getting your period? Yes, I am. In fact, it might just start today, and I'm a little edgy that you even asked that, extra edgy because of it. And
I mean, it happens to the best of us.
I know.
And it beats the alternative, but it isn't easy.
There was
a great article this week in New York Times about how menopause needs to be talked about more and how, you know, there are ways to solve the problems that happen, but that bad junk science and sort of like media crap has affected it. And it was really interesting because what you're describing were like, I don't know. It sort of hits you all of a sudden and it's not easy, but
we
gotta dive in.
The wording, I was just like, wow, that's totally different than last time.
Fuck.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, well. Easy come, easy go.
What else? Zoo stories.
Yeah. You know, whatevs.
Kidnapping animals, lions jumping enclosures.
I think that's a good lesson that you talked about whose problems would you choose?
Oh yeah, there you go. So think about that. If you're ever like, I don't want to deal with these problems, just think every person has their suitcase. And you know, like all the celebrities you love have therapists and they all are like breaking down and crying in those sessions.
Well, and every good thing comes with a flip side.
Always.
We see that with lottery winners, we see that with fame.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is without problems, so
it's
gratitude
just like,
is an antidote.
Yeah, it's like highs and lows, like the heartbeat. Like,
can't believe how inspiring we are.
So inspiring, like definitely 5-star review worthy. So you guys, go on over there and clickety click click, leave us a review. You guys are so funny in the reviews, and maybe we'll read them on here.
Anytime you share like our videos or our TikToks or follow us on social, all that stuff helps us so much. Anytime you use our codes, it helps us so much. And we're so thankful. You're keeping the lights on over here. We love you guys.
Bye.
We'll see you next time.